Now please come back, come to order. The members indicate their presence by voting. Does any member fail to indicate their presence? Clerk, please take the roll.
23 members present.
Today's chaplain is the Father Don Nicholas Bullock from the Russian Orthodox Church. Would you please rise?
From the book of Proverbs, chapter 2. My son, if you take my words to heart and lay up commands in your mind, giving attention to wisdom and your mind to understanding, if you summon discerning to your aid and invoke understanding, if you seek her out like silver and dig for her like buried treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and attain to the knowledge of God. For the Lord bestows wisdom and teaches knowledge and understanding. Out of his store he endows the upright with ability as a shield for those who love blameless lives. For he guards the course of justice and keeps watch over the way of his loyal servants. Then you will understand what is right and just and keep only to the good man's path. Let us pray. Give to those assembled here, Lord, the spirit to think and to do always those things that are right, knowing that they can do no good thing without you. And may they have the power to enact all that is necessary in the course of this session, and let it be according to your will. Amen.
Representative Finkelstein, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk certifies to the correctness of the journal of the previous day.
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 96th, the 97th, and the 98th days.
Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 96th, 97th, 98th days be approved as certified.
Is there objection? Is there objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Mr. Majority Leader.
Also move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread upon the journal. Are there guests to be introduced this morning? Mr. Martin?
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I'd like to introduce some guests that come from Clark Junior High. This has been an annual fair for the government class at Clark Junior High, and they pay their own way, which is neat. I'd like to introduce and ask them to please stand. Kerry Starkey and Denise McDonald, who is the lobbyist for the Clark Student Body Government class. And then Deborah Manfrey, who is a senator, but of independent persuasion. And Iola Jones. And then Robin Twist, who was the chairwoman for the Judiciary Committee and also representative and listed as a Republican. And Casey Paul. Then Eric McCoy, who is also a representative of the student body and listed as a Democrat. And Matt Bush. Would you please welcome them to Juneau?
Mr. Boucher?
Thank you. The lady that's the driving force behind that group lives out in Zodiac Manor and is one of my constituents and a wonderful person, Jackie Bronovich.
Mr. Furness?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Gives me pleasure to introduce the other chaperones, in addition to a number of the other students. If they will stand as I call their name, the chaperone, Mr. Bob Fraley. Do you hold your applause while I get them all? It's Bob Fraley, Mrs. Ann McCoy, and Mr. Richard Smith. Chaperones with the students. Mr. Speaker, the student representatives are Lola Guy. She is a representative and a Republican. Lola, if you'll stand, please. Doug Lane is a representative. He's a Democrat. Mr. Jake Fraley He was the Speaker of the House, Mr. Speaker, and I must say he did an outstanding job as your counterpart.
We'll have to compare notes later.
And the last, Mr. Speaker, Marion DeWag.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, too, would like to introduce some of these young people. I do believe that I'm the one that got the hardest names to pronounce, so I will hope that I pronounce them correctly. So would you help me welcome Heather Nyswander, Paul Wasir, John Sladen, and John is the lobbyist. Paul is a representative, and he's a Republican. So would you please help me welcome them?
Mr. Finkelstein.
Speaker, appreciate the opportunity to introduce two more students, James Starzik and Raymond Jolly, and also Sheevan Clayton, who's the guest page.
Representative Sherry Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Moving for a moment over into the other gallery, I have some guests from Ketchikan here. They're students and a teacher and a chaperone from Valley Park Elementary School in Ketchikan. I'd like you to help me welcome them, and I'd ask them to all stand and hold your applause till I've finished. Kevin Sullivan, teacher. Don Chenal, chaperone. Don is also on the Borough Assembly in Ketchikan and served on the school board with me before that. A. Chenal, Phil Brand, Noah Webb, Aaron Reeve, Jackie Kane, Christy Zeidner, Wendy Morrison, Levi Benedict, Gabe Abajian, David Watt, and Sam Ayers. Please help me welcome them.
Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, we have, you and I both have three students from Clark Junior High School, also visiting Juneau. And just stand up as I announce your names. Gina Solis, Jenny Corinne, and Roger Nelson. Welcome to Juneau.
Mr. Bernard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Larson and I have a constituent here down from Wasilla, representing the underground storage tank people. Please help me welcome Gary Weber. And also, Mr. Speaker, another constituent that we have, a state worker, has worked 7 years for, is a temporary for Fish and Game, but spent the last 4 months in South America, and is down here looking at peddling some of his goods that he picked up too. Please help me welcome my brother, Jim Menard.
Mr. Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, there's notice another person down here who's working on leaking underground storage tanks, Terry Renner.
I was given a list of Clark Junior High students from District 15 that I was asked to introduce. Dana Kayatelic, who's one of the lobbyists. Stephanie Russell is the House Majority Leader, and I understand she's a guest page here today. Must be hiding behind the post. And Jolene O'Donnell is a senator. Welcome. Mr. Furness.
Mr. Speaker, if we could at this time, since the students will be going to the Senate, if it's in order, I'd like to consider a citation as a special order of business. If it is in order, I will so move that the citation for Principal Kathleen Carmody be considered as a special order of business at this time. It is on the member's desk.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Without objection, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring Kathleen Carmody be approved.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the citation has been approved. Thank you, Mr. Furness. Are there other guests to be introduced? Are there messages from the governor?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the other house?
The Senate has approved the following citation and has been transmitted to enrolling, honoring Manuel Norat. And the Senate has concurred in the House amendment to committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 15-ITT, thus passing House committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 15 Foreign Trade, supporting bilateral aviation agreements to better promote international tourism and the movement of cargo through the Alaska International Airport system. And the Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 94, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act limiting civil liability for certain activities of the Alaska National Guard.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary.
Senate Bill 172, by Jaroff, Duncan, Ewing, Rohde, Porcheau, Frank, Pierce, and Sturgiluski, an act extending the termination date of the Special Education Service Agency and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 250, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to the confidentiality of research conducted by the University of Alaska.
Judiciary and Finance.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Are there other communications?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee has considered House Concurrent Resolution 15, Citizen Review Boards for Foster Care, recommends it be replaced with a Finance Committee substitute with the same title and due pass, and attaches a fiscal note. Report was signed by the co-chairs Larson and Hoffman. Concurring, Hoffman, Larson, Brown, Omer, Barnes, Phillips, Schultz, and Rieger. House Concurrent Resolution Number 15 has no further referral. The Resources Committee has considered House Joint Resolution 36, opposed CAP or cap on federal fish and wildlife funds, and recommends it be passed and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Menard co-chair. Concurring, Menard, Foster, Navarre, Sharp, Hudson, M. Davis, and Jackal. House Joint Resolution Number 36 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 50, Commission on Permanent Fund Future, and recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by the co-chairs Larson and Hoffman. Signing do pass, Hoffman, Larson, Swackhammer, Brown, and Omer. Signing no recommendation, Copen and Barnes, Schultz, and Rieger. Phillips signed do not pass. House Bill 50 has no further referral. The Resources Committee has considered House Bill 55, Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, and recommends it be replaced with the Resources Committee substitute with a new title and due pass, and recommends adoption of the House Resources Letter of Intent. The report was signed by Menard co-chair. Concurring, assigning due pass, Menard, Navarre, M. Davis, and Jackal. Having no recommendation, Hudson, Foster, and Sharp. House Bill 55 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 92, relating to insurance coverage for the treatment of a mental or nervous condition, recommends it be replaced with a Labor and Commerce Committee substitute with the same title. It's reported back as follows with a zero note with analysis. The report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman. Having no recommendation, Boucher, Boyer, Lehman, Sponholz, and Donnelly. Signing to amend, Gruenberg. House Bill 92 has a further referral to the Hess Committee. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 165, Distribution of Property, recommends it be replaced with a Judiciary Committee substitute with the same title, and is reported back as follows. Report was signed by the co-chairs Gruenberg and Gall. Signing due pass, Gruenberg and Ellis. Having no recommendation, Gall, Davidson, Martin, and M. Davis. House Bill 165 has no further referral. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 182, Architects, Engineers, Surveyors Board, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Labor and Commerce Committee with a new title and due pass, and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman. Signing due pass, Lehman, Collins, and Gruenberg. Having no recommendation, Boyer and Donnelly. House Bill 182 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Resources Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 198, Finance, Alteration of Sport Fishing Regs by ADF&G, and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Menard co-chair. Concurring, Menard, Foster, Navarre, Sharp, Hudson, M. Davis, and Jackal. Senate Bill 198 has no further referral. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered Senate Bill 174, Bank Letters of Credit, and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman. Concurring, Donnelly, Boyer, Lehman, Collins, and Gruenberg. Senate Bill 174 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Are there special committee reports?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations.
Citation honoring Gordon Wright by Representatives Copen and M. Davis, Boyer, Sharp, Miller, Senators Fahrenkamp and Frank. Citation honoring the contribution of the Timberland Company of the Iditarod by Representatives Hanley, Lehman, Foster, Collins, and Barnes. Citation in memoriam, Helen Hickox, by Representative Larson. I have no resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill 292 by Pettijohn, an act relating to retirement benefits for the Administrative Director of the Alaska Court System and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance.
House Bill 293 by Brown, M. Davis, Ellis, and Menard, an act increasing civil penalties and removing a cap on total civil penalties that can be assessed for certain oil discharges.
Resources and Judiciary.
House Bill 294 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to taxation of property of the Alaska Railroad Corporation by municipalities and providing for an effective date.
Stand at ease for a moment. Okay. The House, please come back to order.
Back to order.
Would the House please come back to order? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to note for the record that Representative Cato is ill today and therefore excused.
Thank you. House Bill 294, the clerk just read, will be referred to the Community and Regional Affairs, Transportation, and Finance Committees.
House Bill 295 by Navarre, an act relating to municipal financing and municipal joint insurance arrangements, the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority, and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us to consideration of today's calendar. Mr. Menard.
Mr. Speaker, could we have a brief at ease?
We'll stand at ease again. House, please come back to order. There's one additional bill to be read under introduction, first reading, and reference of bills. Would the clerk please read House Bill 296?
House Bill 296 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the Prince William Sound Recovery Authority and providing for an effective date.
We refer to Resources and Finance. We're now at the, would the House please come back to order? Under the daily order of business, we're at consideration of today's calendar. Would the clerk read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill 157 by Gruenberg and M. Davis, an act making a special appropriation to the Office of the Governor for the Arctic Winter Games and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with a Finance Committee substitute with a new title and due pass. Signing due pass, Copen and Larson, Barnes, Schultz, Wallace, and Hoffman. Having no recommendation, Brown, Ulmer, Phillips, and Rieger. The State Affairs Committee has considered the bill and recommends the State Affairs Committee substitute with a new title and is reported back as follows. Signing due pass, Hanley and Boucher. Having no recommendation, Donnelly and Zawacki. I have two committee substitutes on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 157 be considered in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection? Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the Finance Committee substitute has been adopted. Does the clerk have other amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 157 be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection to the advancement motion? Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the bill's in third reading. Would the clerk read the bill for the third time?
Committee substitute for House Bill 157, financed by the Finance Committee. An act making a special appropriation for grants related to the 1990 Arctic Winter Games and providing for an effective date.
Ready for the question? Question for the House is, shall committee substitute for House Bill number 157, finance, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer changes from no to yes. Representative Ulmer?
Yes.
No to yes. Other members wish to change their vote? Clerk, please take the roll.
31 yeas, 6 nays.
Did any members change their vote without announcing it?
I can check and see.
Okay. You must announce if you're going to change your vote after the roll's been unlocked, but apparently that didn't happen this time. Mr. Gall?
Notice of reconsideration of my vote on 157 finance.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on House Bill number 157. Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Moving to ask unanimous consent to the roll call vote on final passage to be considered roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Is there objection to the effective date clause? Is there objection? Hearing no objection, that's been adopted. Clerk, read the next item on today's calendar.
Senate Bill 83 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the transfer of assets of the Alaska Resources Corporation upon dissolution and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee has considered the bill and recommends it do pass. Concurring, Davidson, Foster, Navarre, Sharp, M. Davis, Menard, and Jackal. The Finance Committee has considered the bill and recommends it do pass. Signing do pass, Larson, Swackhammer, Barnes, Wallace, Phillips, and Ulmer. Signing no recommendation, Brown and Kopanen. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader?
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 83 be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the bill is in third reading. Would the clerk read the bill for the third time?
Senate Bill 83 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the transfer of assets of the Alaska Resources Corporation upon dissolution and providing for an effective date.
Is there discussion? Ready for the question? The question before the House.
Mr. Speaker.
Excuse me, Mr. Sorry. Burns, you have the floor.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I think it's probably proper to make at least some comments before we pass upon this item for the last time. Mr. Speaker, you've been around long enough to probably recognize the Alaska Resource Corporation as one of the efforts of this legislative body, or at least of the legislature, doing large sums of monies, times of making available some of those funds to the private sector in terms of business development. And I must say the jury is probably still out as to if that was a good idea or bad idea. We note that a number of businesses were started with these funds, and I note that there is some $8 million still left there, and I hope these persons are still paying. I note also that there is no status as to the delinquency or collectability of the portfolio. As my understanding and my recollection, this is about the third time we have seen legislation before this body transferring the assets to either the Department of Revenue, and I believe some may have gone to the Department of Commerce. So let me simply just close here is that, again, it's an indication of our efforts during the times of lots of monies coming in from all revenues, which time this body did decide to assist development of businesses throughout the state. Hopefully we can use this as a lesson as to what we should or should not do on the state level. I think it's generally conceived now that the banking community should be making these types of loans and that the state may not be the right vehicle. But yet, I think it was deemed appropriate back, I believe, in the 11th or 12th legislature when this was established. It was deemed appropriate that it was a good expenditure of state dollars, and history will no doubt provide a real good basis should we enter into a phase where, there are high revenues, lots of money, and a lot of good intentions. So I want to just close with that note, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Larson?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to help with a little bit of clarification, the purpose of this bill originated with the Department of Law. And they just want to make it crystal clear that once a corporation dissolves, that all of its assets then would revert to the Department of Revenue. So it's more of a technical type bill, although I agree with the prior speaker in what he is trying to say. This bill really does not contain to that. It takes up that if you dissolve all of your assets, not just part. So thank you.
Further discussion? Are you ready for the question? The question before the House is, shall Senate Bill 83 pass the House. Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Will the clerk take the roll?
37 yeas, no nays.
Mr. Majority Leader, Senate Bill number 83 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent to roll call vote on final passage to be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There are four citations on today's calendar honoring Prince William Sound, celebrating their 100th anniversary of commercial fishing, honoring James Hornaday, Homer District Court Judge, in memoriam Keith M. Lesh, and in memoriam Elmer Hedstrom. I'll move and ask unanimous consent the citation be approved.
Is there objection? Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the citations on today's calendar have been approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business, Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There are three requests for excused absence. I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the members be excused on the days mentioned. Representative Mike Davis from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on April 18th. It's tomorrow. Representative Miller from Wednesday, April 19th through playing time Thursday, April 27th. And Representative Collins from Friday, April 21st at 4:30 p.m. through playing time Monday, April 24th.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, those members are excused on the dates indicated. Is there other unfinished business come before the House? Are there announcements? Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to announce that House Bill 33 will be heard today in the House Resources Committee. It's an act that deals with the fisheries business tax. And we're going to have the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, but that's been postponed to a later date. Thank you very much.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There is a majority caucus immediately on adjournment in the Speaker's chambers.
So, can we stand at ease for a moment? House, please come back to order. Are there other announcements? Are there special orders? Mr. Jacko, do you have an announcement?
Yes, I had one other announcement. I'll defer to a later time. Thanks.
Pardon me? You have the floor under announcements.
I wanted to announce that the Hokkaido Alaska Conference is taking place this week at the Centennial Hall from today through Wednesday, I guess it is, and there's a number of distinguished guests in town from Hokkaido, and I'd encourage people to attend if they find the time to do so.
Thank you. Are there special orders? Mr. Furness?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request permission on the floor to speak on the citation this morning in relationship to Mrs. Kathy Carmody.
Is there, without objection, Mr. Furness, you have the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just very briefly, we did introduce a citation this morning in honor of Mrs. Kathleen Carmody. If I just may briefly share additional information. Mrs. Carmody is a prime example of the driving force within our school system that has proven that our school systems can indeed be a very positive source of change. Since becoming principal of Clark Junior High, she's done a number of things and done those very well. First, she has enhanced the morale of the instructional staff there. A number of those staff persons have become very, very active, not only in the day-to-day activity of the students, but has used that activity to propel the students on a national level. The school boasts perhaps the best journalism program in the state, and I would even compare their journalistic program with that provided by the university. They produce a paper called The Falcon Flash, and as I recall, last year they were runner-up for a national honor, and I believe this year that they may indeed do even a lot better. Mr. Speaker, during her tenure there, she's also increased the student performance. It's my understanding that the students graduating from Clark Junior High are performing well within the ninth grade level. And last, Mr. Speaker, she's been very instrumental in decreasing the absentee rate from 18% to 9%. Many of us have had an opportunity to work with the student legislature there, during which time the students elect the governor, lieutenant governor, and 60 members of the legislative body. Remember, the students who are visiting here today have held the same roles that we, ladies and gentlemen, are holding today. And I'm sure that, Mr. Speaker, as you call the session to order, a number of the students realize what you're doing and are probably repeating the script along with you and the majority leader this morning. Let me say there are excellent debaters, there are excellent legislative students, and surprisingly, they're very conservative. As I recall, we had recommended a budget of some $1 million this last legislative session, and they cut that to $500,000. So I think we can indeed take some leadership from our students. So in closing, Mr. Speaker, I appreciate the opportunity today to sponsor the citation in honor of Mrs. Kathy Carmody, and it's my pleasure to commend her for the outstanding work that she's done on behalf of the students and as a member of our own Anchorage School District. Thank you.
Mr. Furness, I'd like you to pick up their list of budget cuts for our use. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We're adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.